Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Last fall, I attended the Bemidji State University Percussion Ensemble's fall concert. I had never been to anything quite like it before. Drum circles, yes. But this was so many different kinds of percussion instruments, so many different kinds of sounds, so much rhythm, so much physical action. I was hooked, and I vowed not to miss the next one. And tonight, the Bemidji State University Percussion Ensemble's spring concert will be happening, and I had the privilege of dropping by their last practice and speaking with their director, who is Eric Sundin. Eric Sundin teaches percussion at Bemidji State University. He's also the percussion coordinator at Grand Rapids and Bemidji High Schools, as well as Headwaters School of Music in Bemidji. He owns and operates Sun Drum Studios, and as I said, he is the director of the Bemidji State University Percussion Ensemble.
Just doing something that I've done my whole life, and I started in fifth grade, I guess, when I remember walking down the hallway in fifth grade with my little snare drum. At the time, it was huge. I could hardly carry it, and I thought it was super cool to set it up and to play with it. And then in band, I don't know, I just immediately, like, something clicked where it was really just really fun, and I understood it. And then still trying to understand it today, you know? Yeah.
When I was in band, the drum kids had to have taken piano for a couple years.
Yes, I got away from that. I actually sneaked through the system. My brother took piano lessons, and he didn't like it. And then when my mom asked me, I said, no, I didn't want to do it. So I was nervous that I wasn't going to get percussion. It was either between sax and percussion. So I lucked out and somehow got in. I don't know how, but and the rest is history. And then I wish I would have taken piano, though, because now in college I had to go through piano methods and do all that and learn how to do it. And I wish I would have had a background. I didn't start playing melodic percussion like marimbas and xylophones until I was a senior in high school. And then it was just like I had to memorize every note, write in every note and memorize it. I couldn't really read it. So I was kind of at a disadvantage when I started college, and I had to really put in a lot of extra effort to learn how to read and, you know, the melodic pitches and play it in time and all that stuff. And marimba was the first instrument that I did that on.
Huh. In my mind, it was just for counting. I didn't think about the marimba and the note
The pitches, yeah. Well, yeah, it helps. The piano definitely helps with note structure and rhythmic quality and all that stuff, yeah, for sure.
The stage will be full of instruments.
Yes.
Could you talk about all the different instruments? Well, can you talk about all of them?
All of them. Well, I'll go through. I'll give it a shot. Well, there's the xylophone is the smallest, and then the one bigger than that is the marimba. It's like kind of the lower voice, a couple octaves down. There's a metal one called a vibraphone that has a pedal that you can dampen it like a piano. There's a set of bells, orchestral bells, that are very high-pitched. And those are all the melodic instruments. We actually have a electronic one called a mallet cat, too, that can change sounds. So we have those are the melodies, and providing the rhythmic stuff are all the snare drums and drum sets and concert toms and gongs and cymbals, and we have very unique instruments. We have something called a lion's roar, which is basically a drum head with a rope in it that you pull it and the head vibrates. Kind of sounds like somebody yelling,
okay,
which is cool. And then we have that. We have siren whistles for this concert. We have, I'm trying to think of all the other unique, fun little toy stuff. We bow cymbals and bow gongs for this, for a couple of measures, where it gets this really creepy Hollywood sound, and just a whole bunch of other stuff that I'm probably forgetting a whole lot.
I know last time there was a bowl or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we had a bowl, and we you hit a crotale, which is like a metal cymbal, and you lower it into water, and the pitch like drops. It's really cool. Yeah,
that was really cool.
It's a lot of fun toys. We just fill the stage full of toys, and
but the precision that has to take place is not fun and games.
No.
I mean, how do you guys get it down so great? What's the practice?
like? Well, we do a lot of repetition of phrases, and the students often want to play longer phrases. They might want to play the whole piece down, top to bottom, and I usually won't let them. So it's just four measures at a time, or sometimes we'll spend 20 minutes working one measure of music. You know, it just depends on how hard it is. And it, just through repetition and correct repetition, they get very quick. You can get those patterns to be really fast over time. It's taken us 14 weeks to put this concert together. Mm-hmm. So
who's all in the ensemble? Is it students? Is it townspeople? Is it combination?
It's a little combination. We have music majors. We have non-music majors, such as nursing majors, some English majors, and we have math majors, and then also some community members and some alumni, too.
Huh. Do you have to try out?
No, you just have to know me, I guess, and, you know, sign up, I guess. I welcome anybody in the group if they want to learn. Obviously, it's very helpful to have some experience, but there's parts that need to be covered in the group that aren't as rhythmically intense, I guess, or melodically intense, and there's some easier parts that beginner players can kind of grab those parts, and then they slowly kind of work their way up.
How many pieces are you guys playing?
There's 11 pieces on this concert. It's a long concert. We have also the percussion methods class is going to do a short opening set for us, and they'll play two pieces. The methods class are all the music majors who are going to be future band directors, who have, some of them have never played percussion before, so they had to learn an entire, like, everything about percussion in 14 weeks. So try to cram as much in as possible, and then I teach a lot through playing.
Okay.
So we're playing two pieces on the concert.
Okay, so give us, you probably can't go through every mm-hmm. piece, but a highlight reel of some of the pieces that you think are particularly, they're all great, I'm sure,
yeah.
but some stand out to you.
There's going
to
be some really cool solos, too. There's going to be two solo pieces, one called Frogs, and a freshman's going to perform that, Paul Papenfuss, and then a junior is going to perform a Keiko Abe solo called Dream of the Cherry Blossoms, and then there'll be another marimba solo called Rhythm Song, but it's written for one or more marimbas is what the title says. So we decided, there's five of us in this town that know it, so we're going to all play it at the same time. So it's supposed to be for one, but we're going to amplify it a little bit. And then the other pieces are more percussion ensemble pieces. There's one called Criminal Activity that has a lot of interesting time signatures in it. There's one that's mostly a drum piece called Sacrificial Rite, which is pretty intense, and then we finish out with some Pat Metheny and some Mike Manieri. Beirut is the name of that song, so, huh. Yeah.
Did you say there's one where there's multiple people playing one marimba?
Yeah, that's right. Then there's also Stubernick. That's a really big standout one. That's three players on one marimba, and they're doing circles around each other, and they're doing scales kind of all over the place. Some of them play on the side of the marimba while the center player does a solo. So.
And they all have, like, two mallets in their hands?
Yeah. At some point, they have four sometimes. So, and one, I think there's one point in the song where there's 12 mallets going on at the same time, but they have two sometimes, and sometimes they have four. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's cool.
The last show, that was fascinating to me.
Yeah, and if they could hold four. Oh, yeah.
Having two right. mallets and hitting the right notes
right.
every time.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So you teach young kids, high school kids, college mm-hmm. kids. You're a band member in bands like Cory Medina and the Brothers, the Midiots, Pelican Railroad. You're a member of the Minneapolis-based percussion ensemble Crash.
Yep.
And you instructed and performed with the Minnesota Brass Drum and Bugle Corps. You were a member of the Madison Scouts Drum and Bugle Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And you play in the Bemidji Symphony, and you direct the BSU Percussion Ensemble. It's your life,
yes.
A huge part of your life.
Yes.
What is it about being a percussionist that you love so much?
Well, I think it's a non-ending thing. It's always something to improve at. I'm never going to be the best, so I'm always trying to be the best, and it's always a source of improvement. And for me, it's when I'm playing or when I'm performing, it's kind of like my own church, where for me it's home base for me, and it fills me up when I play, and it gives me a lot of energy and just that incentive to always improve and always get better.
That's Eric Sundin. You can attend the BSU Percussion Ensemble's spring concert tonight in the Bangsburg Recital Hall at Bemidji State University. The show starts at 7:30 and it's free. Check it out.
Cool. Thank you.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.